Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You guys won't shut up about the 85 Bears. Well, in Green Bay, we have so many championship teams. There's no one team that cashes in on reunions every year. Can you imagine someone just bringing out their tired old act and milking it year after year after year so they can squeeze every penny out of it?
Moving on.
Brett Favre with the super fans. The Bears. Part of the NFL 100 promotional campaign that was in front of Soldier Field. That video in full at 105.7 FM The Fan on Twitter. Packers Bears, we're kicking off the NFL season, the 100th season of the NFL, with the two teams that have the longest rivalry, incarnation number 199, tomorrow night. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman. So we're getting a lot of the Packers' perspective, but we also got to find out what we can about this opponent, because the Bears 12-game winners last year, and a lot of people think that they have some Super Bowl aspirations if they can figure out the kicker thing, among some other stuff. Mark Grody, 670 The Score, Bears sideline reporter. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Thank you, Mark, for a couple of minutes. How are you?
Thanks, Mark.
I am doing well, Bart. Good to talk to you as well, Chuck. And, yeah, there's a ton of anticipation for this game. It's felt like, at least around here, the longest preseason in a long time, just because of the way the season ended against Philadelphia with Cody Park in the double doink and the fact that they did win 12 games last year. So, as you guys know, in a football-crazed area for the Green Bay Packers, it's the same deal here. When the team wins, it gets crazy. So, yeah, I mean, there's a ton of excitement for tomorrow night.
Yeah, we've experienced the two seasons in a row now where the Packers have not gone to the playoffs. But, you know, on your end, it's not a great regular season. Ended poorly, though, in the postseason, like you mentioned there. But I feel like if the Packers go into Chicago and win this game with Bear fan, the bubble will just pop. They will just, if Rodgers is able to go in there and get the job done, the balloon will pop in Chicago. Is that true?
100%. Yes, that is true. I was hosting a show on The Score recently, or actually a while back, maybe a month ago, and somebody texted in and asked me, is the game against Green Bay in the opener, is that a must-win? And at first I was like, is this a joke? You know, because how could you call must-win the first? And I thought, you know what, it kind of is a must-win. With all the pomp and circumstance that's going to be around it, with this whole season is about the Bears' 100th year, and there's been many a celebration. They unveiled a Walter Payton statue and a George Halas statue yesterday. And if they are to lose against Green Bay, it's not going to necessarily ruin their season, but it will be probably one of the more regular seasoned deflating losses that will have existed if that does happen, and it'll be a long 12 days up until the next time the Bears play. So it really does. Crazy, but from a Bears perspective, this game against the Packers tomorrow night is a must-win.
Mark Grody, 670 The Score, Bears sideline reporter, joining us here, Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM. Both stations, of course, on the radio.com app. We've talked a lot about the quarterbacks from our end, Aaron Rodgers, Mitch Trubisky with the Bears. How are his weapons? I don't think we talk about them enough. It's a season where they got rid of Jordan Howard. Tariq Cohen has shown flashes. Now, can he be a three-down back, we'll see. I'm seeing nothing but positive things. I think what David Montgomery do in his first preseason game, he's like 6-for-23, and I saw him compared to Gale Sayers already. So everybody is loving this guy. Between their running backs and their receivers, how do they stack up with talent with the rest of the league? Because there's a lot of unknown, I think, from us.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually enough unknown from our perspective as well. And, yeah, they're putting a lot of faith in David Montgomery, no doubt about it. I mean, he does appear to be the hybrid type of running back that Matt Nagy has craved. You know, it tells you everything that after that game to which you referred, that he had the touchdown and the long catch and run play, They got him the heck out of there, and then he never saw any more action during the preseason, as in they're protecting him like he's one of their most important weapons. So, you know, it's wait and see. He certainly looks good. The Gale Sayers comparison, no thanks on that one. But, you know, if that does turn out, then great. But as far as the rest of their weapons, I mean, that's such a great question because so much focus is on Mitchell Trubisky and what he does in his second year in this offense, and, like, everybody's put it on his shoulders. But there was a lot of guys that the Bears brought in last year, whether through free agency or drafting, like Anthony Miller, whom they drafted in the second round, Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel, Trey Burton, the tight end, who we don't know if he's going to play. All those guys were brought in last year, and they were all okay, but it felt like none of those guys really lived up to their billing last year either, and they had to make adjustments, or they have to make adjustments to get to the next level this year to help Trubisky out and know exactly where they need to be in the second year of this offense as well. So, Allen Robinson should be a 1,000-yard receiver in this offense. I think that they're expecting huge things out of Anthony Miller, again, whom they actually moved up in the second round last year to draft. He had 7 touchdown catches last year, but there were times last year when he was lost. So, those weapons, they, not just Mitchell Trubisky, those weapons have to get to the next level this year as well in order for the Bears' offense to be successful.
All right, the change of defensive coordinators, obviously, because Fangio went to Denver to become their head coach. But I believe it sounds like with Chuck Pagano, who they brought in, same sort of philosophies as Fangio, and they don't want to change too much in that area?
Yeah, I don't know if you would say, I mean, they definitely have similar philosophies in that base 3-4 defense for sure. I mean, we're all waiting to find out. We'll know a lot more after the Green Bay game because none of us knows exactly how Chuck Pagano plans to actually call a game. And we can make guesses on things that he may be do differently than what Vic Fangio did. You know, I think Pagano is probably going to be a little bit more aggressive than Vic Fangio. But the one thing that I've been saying about Pagano is he's not stupid. You know, he knows what he's got in this defense, a defense which I think we could all agree was legitimately elite last year. So it would be kind of dumb of him to not put them in similar positions in which that Vic Fangio put them in last year with a little bit of a different twist probably and different terminology. There certainly will be differences. It's just, we have no idea until we see him actually call a different game. His style is a little bit different right off the bat in that he does call the plays from down on the sideline, whereas Vic Fangio was, up in the booth. He's a little bit more boisterous, a little bit more wear your heart on your sleeve, whereas Vic Fangio was extremely reserved and he'd let you know when he needed to talk to him. But Pagano is more of a get to know your guy, hug your guy, give him a slap, that type of dude. So, we're all looking forward to seeing how that plays out as well, but I can't see Pagano coming in here and trying to like put some original stamp on a defense based on what they did last year.
Bears sideline reporter Mark Grody, Mark Grody Sports on Twitter, joining us from 670 The Score in Chicago. That station, our station, 105.7 FM, The Fan, available on the radio.com app. How much will the kicking situation sort of hover over this Bears team like a cloud? I wonder if Pinero doesn't do well, maybe they cut him, they bring somebody else in. But is it going to get so intense where maybe a 45-yard field goal and it's 4th and 5, maybe they go for it instead of having to resort to the kicker? Because it just seems like Matt Nagy is as frustrated as you can be with good reason about his kicking situation.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, they did that some last year when Cody Parkey was struggling with all sorts of different kicks. And honestly, Matt Nagy is the type of head coach, he would never say this and he never has said this, but there's probably part of him that doesn't mind it because he loves the concept of going for it on fourth down. He also loves the idea of going for 2-point plays. And if he's got a built-in justification because of the volatility with the kicker, then I think there's a part of him, like a tiny part in the back of his brain, that doesn't mind all this because he is such a creative head coach, a creative offensive mind. We saw so much trickeration from him last year. So, yeah, there is that part of his brain that will be okay with it. Now, Eddie Pinheiro is the kicker going in. He's got to make the field goals. He's got to make the easy ones. Like, if he comes in tomorrow night and misses a 37-yarder, there's going to be trouble for him. I mean, not like with his Bears existence, but obviously the fans are going to be upset. But Matt Nagy has said all along, look, if you miss a kick, it's not about that. It's about what you do on the next one. And a great example of that was the final preseason game where he badly missed an extra point, then proceeded to make his next three field goals in very successful fashion. So, you know, the difference between Eddie Pinheiro this year and Cody Parkey last year is $9 million. Cody Parkey had $9 million guaranteed to him in a three-year contract, so there was going to be a long rope for him throughout the season, and we saw that and how it played out. Eddie Pinheiro, they're not going to cut him. Like, if he misses two field goals tomorrow night, believe it or not, they're not just going to cut the guy. But if through four games he's inconsistent, then you could see a potential change in kicker, whereas last year it didn't occur. But, I mean, the number one thing for this guy is to make the easy kicks and, you know, hope for the best when it comes to the long boots. But he needs to get a couple in his pocket, and then maybe he goes back to just being a kicker and, you know, he's not, you know, ransacked with media every time he's available.
Would the Bears have signed Mason Crosby if he was cut last week?
Maybe. I mean, honestly, Mason Crosby was a name, like, going way back to the OTAs and all the offseason stuff, minicamp. Like, that was the name that I kept hearing whispered to me that, you know, people said, oh, well, you know, they're you know, when they had nine kickers in camp, you know, the popular theory was they're going to sign somebody off of an NFL roster, and Mason Crosby's name kept popping up. Would they have signed him if the Bears let him, had the Packers let him go? Man, I don't know. Possibly, but it sure felt like that at this point they weren't going to undercut Eddie Pinheiro. So I'll say probably not. And you could tell that I'm like really wavering on this, but maybe not in this case.
Mark, appreciate the insight. Good luck this season. We will be in touch. Mark Grody Sports is where you can follow him on Twitter. Thanks, Grody. We'll talk soon.
All right, gentlemen. Hopefully we'll talk throughout the season. Have a great day.
You too. That's Mark Grody, Midwest Bank Hotline. It's not just the Midwest Bank Hotline. It's not just the good Midwest Bank Hotline. It's the great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.